Hello?
Hi. I'm looking to speak with Teresa.
And may I ask who's this?
Yes, you may. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a public opinion survey about Fresno County. We're not selling anything, and we're not asking for any type of donations. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for a president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The elections for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
50-50.
And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state office, but skip voting for the city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of your vote in for the local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors?
Yeah, I usually go down and try to get information, read a little bit up on them, but I usually try to check all my ballots.
Okay. So from the options I have here, do you want me to mark down almost certain to vote, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
Okay. And what year were you born? Just the year.
54.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Are yourself or someone in your household?
Someone in my household.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Asian or Pacific Islander, or multiracial?
African-American.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
With this pandemic and stuff that's going on, I think a whole lot of stuff has got off track. Yeah,
now,
everything is getting high. It's hard to, you know, everything's going up. Everything costs more. You're just living from penny to penny.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one. Housing affordability. Parental, rights in education, homelessness, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy.
Really all of them, but the biggest one is the house increasing. Stuff is too hard. You want to get a home, they want you to pay $2,000-$3,000 a month. That's crazy. The wages. Food prices, just stuff that's going up, that's ridiculous.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Here's the first one. Gavin Newsom.
I think I've heard of him, but I have no opinion.
What about Joe Biden?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of him. Joe Biden is our president, right?
Yes, ma'am. Are you very favorable towards him? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Gary Redfield?
Never heard of him.
What about Steve Brundown?
I want to say if I've seen that name, but I don't know nothing about him either.
Okay. What about Paul Dictos?
No, unless I've seen him on the news or something. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Okay. Oh, and what about Donald Trump?
I'm not going to even answer that one. That right there is very, very, very unfavorable. I'm sorry. And I'm not prejudiced on either side. I just don't like the way the man did what a lot of stuff that he's done. And he's getting indicted for different stuff, and the man can still put votes and all that. I'm sorry. Been any of them other presidents, they've been knocked up under the jail. And definitely if it had been Obama, he'd have been locked up under the jail. And I'm sorry. That's just the way I believe in that. But that man just doing too much that's unnecessary for black, white, or anybody.
Now, thinking about March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Rundown, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, and Gary Redfield, Business and City Council Member, for whom would you vote for?
See, I don't know nothing too much about them. I would have to look into that. If I don't know anything, that's the only thing I hate about voting, when you don't know really nothing about people that's been in other different office and now they're running for different things.
Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean from the ones I have, like Steve Rundown, Paul Dictos, Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, or Gary Butterfield?
Gary Butterfield. Just picking a name. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Butterfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Rundown as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that kind of candidate?
Much less likely.
What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Most likely.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA Veterans Administration?
Half and half.
From the options I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
I say somewhat less likely, because if they're in that field, I don't know what they know about, being in that field.
Okay. This other one here says a candidate who is a Democrat.
Say it again, sweetheart. I didn't hear you.
A candidate who is a Democrat. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
I would probably say I would probably vote for a Democrat. Sometimes, like I said, the way stuff is going now, because Republicans and Democrats are both messing up. So, but probably still, because I'm a Democrat, so probably still a Democrat.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Okay, a candidate will hold the line?
Yes, the line on local taxes and fees.
Okay, what do that mean? That they will keep them down or?
Well, I am required to read verbatim, Miss. That's what the statement says. It says a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. That's all it says.
Yeah, so that's not giving you much when they say hold the line. Hold the line that the taxes and fees don't go up, or hold the line that they're going to try to go higher. See, that's just right there in between. I'll say no right now because I don't know what it means.
Okay. What about a candidate who is 80 years old?
Just because they're 80 don't mean that they can't do what they need to, sweetie. I'm 70, and most people think I'm 30.
Well, from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Much more likely? Somewhat more likely? Or somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
And what about a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Very much likely.
Okay. And this last one here says a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library.
Very likely.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements about three candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if it is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all for you to vote for this candidate. Here's the first one. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor, Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to public. After hearing this information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance?
A fair
you would
chance.
Vote for politics? Okay. A fair chance? Okay. This other one says Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno County Council, where he fought against making mandate and businesses shut down during the pandemic. He is running for a county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance to vote for Gary Bredefield for county supervisor?
No good chance.
And this last one here says Steve Rundown currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Rundown has defended North Fresno from high density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Rundown is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say there is a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance to vote for Steve Rundown for a county supervisor?
Fair chance.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. After hearing this information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Steve Rundown, Supervisor, County Supervisor, and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, and Gary Bredefield, a Businessman and City Council member, for whom would you vote for?
Between the first and the last one. I'll say the first one.
Steve?
Yeah.
A Rundown?
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Natural.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
12th.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
I rent.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.